And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and our guest today is Susan Cohen from the Roxas Media Group, Bobette Sanchez from Fire Sky Real Estate, LLC, Scott Curry from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Nick Patel from the Hotel Vendome. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and it's my pleasure to introduce our first guest, someone who I've grown very close to. You've been working really hard for the Chamber as an ambassador and volunteer, Susan Cohen from Rox Media Group. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Sherry. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about all things Prescott.
Yeah, you have a lot going on, but let's talk about you first. I'm going to put you right on the spot.
Yeah, okay.
Well, here's the fun part. You used to live here. Tell us your story. You were gone. You're here. You're gone. You're back, and now you're here again. So
let's hear
a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I moved here in 2006 and was really quite active with the chamber for about 3 years, and then got more involved with medical, some of the medical sales companies here in town, and then I moved back to Phoenix for a very short stint. Said, what was I thinking? And came back to Prescott. So I just love being back in Prescott. It really gave me a full appreciation of what this town is about and how wonderful our community is. And not just Prescott, but I have to tell you, the whole Quad City. So it's been quite endearing to come back and to really jump in with both feet again. And so now I am the ad exec rep for the Prescott Living Magazine and the Quad City Smart Shopper, which has been around now for about 3-4 years. But Prescott Living is our newer magazine, and it's been around. We're on our second issue. Third issue is about to come out in December.
Yeah, we were just kind of looking at the magazine because the second issue's out. There's a few people that are from the community that are in the magazine. You also had a very special area recognizing women. Tell us, how did you come up with that idea? Well, it's a fantastic idea.
I got to tell you, the brainchild of this magazine is Elaine Earle, the owner of the magazine. So she has just been really proactive and just wanting to know, what does this community need? What do they want to hear? And this was an opportunity for her to say, who are the women in this community that are really making a difference? So it started off to be 40 women, and it ended up being over 60, I believe, women in the magazine, about their profile, about who they were, and not just women in business, women in not-for-profits, women in government, women in our communities that are really bringing up a lot of our ideas and things like that that really make a difference in our community. For example, Juliana Goswick from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Oh, she's fabulous. Billy Orr, our councilwoman.
You bet.
So there's a lot. Yourself, of course.
Yes, I guess.
Yes.
I paid a lot of money to do that. Kidding. But no, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's wonderful. Karen Fan, our senator, our state senator. So there's a lot of opportunity to really look and see, who are these women and what are they doing here? And it's just been great.
Well, what I loved about what you did with that is you invited all of us to be together, and that was probably one of my first times to meet all these. You hear about all these women that are, you know, we're all so busy. So to have us all under one roof, just enjoying company, networking. It was a fabulous event. So
That was Susan Roberts of Jersey Lily.
Yes.
And she has just been really active in, she took over the reins from Tommy and Joni Meredith, and she just hasn't let up. And she said, have the party here. And that's what made it so engaging.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's just a section of the magazine. So tell us a little bit about what the thought was for Prescott Living, because it's become the voice of the community, and it's only had this is its second edition, and it's an outstanding magazine. We can't even keep them on our racks at the visitor center.
So good to hear that.
How did you come up with this concept, and you filled a void?
Well, here again, I'm going to have to speak for Elaine on this, because this was really her idea to say, who's making a difference in our community? Who's doing what? And so what the first edition was, it was really fun. It had the kayaker on there, the couple on there. That was very fun. And they are with, I believe, the Navajo Nation and Page tourism groups. And so those folks, including all the people that have been speaking in, you know, writing about in the magazine, those folks came forward and said, and Elaine wanted them to, is to say, tell us about what's going on here.
Right.
So there's like over 70 people that came forward in the first issue. So everybody picked it up and said, can I look at this? Another really neat thing that she did is she's got a Facebook page. So you go to Prescott Living on Facebook. And then also she has it electronically available to anyone who wants to read it online. So there's all these different ways to really connect with people in our community, millennials on up to the retirees.
Absolutely.
So it made it really, really fun that way. But I have to say that this edition that just came out for the October-November issue was all about education. So on the cover is Dr. Frank Ayers and his wife Karen.
Yep,
and
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's just fabulous. And they are standing in front of the new STEM building, which is our new planetarium at Embry-Riddle.
Right, and that is such a lovely. We had our new member breakfast there, and we were one of the first groups to be able to tour that and watch. You know, so it's been pretty wonderful. Well, and also in this edition, you have the education, new home and garden section. and celebrating women leaders. So, again, it's a great magazine. What else do you guys have going on right now?
Well, what's really fun is that as we prepare for the next magazine, and now this is a bi-monthly issue, so there's every 2 months. The one right. that's out now is October, November. The next one will be December, January.
Yes.
This one is going to really celebrate shopping local.
Oh,
the 12
wow.
days of Christmas. So it is going to be a lot of fun being able to profile these businesses that are right up there on Elk Hill, the antique shops around all around the square and beyond.
Absolutely.
Too, you know, so that's going to be fun.
Well, it certainly ties in what we just launched this week, the Shop Prescott Start Here. So certainly we'll be involved in that part of it. But what a great way. You know, we are the official Arizona's Christmas City. So thank you for recognizing that and helping out our business community by pointing them out in these magazines.
Sherry, it has been a delight. I have to tell you, this community is truly engaged. And we found that out through a magazine.
Right.
And to see this with tourism and people coming up here, people picking up the magazine, finding it online, it's just been a treat to see the response of business, too. The economic development has been fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, it's an informative magazine, and it has a lot of great stuff in it. So kudos to Elena. I know she can't be here today. She's at our ribbon cutting. Actually, we're double booked for events today. So
she does that.
Yeah,
yes.
You'll have that. No, she's not double booked. But anyways, so what else do you have going on? I know you guys are very involved in the community. What are some things for us to look for with the company and what you're working on?
Well, actually, Rox Media Group has bought a building downtown, so that is going to be up and running and open hopefully here early next year. They got some things that they have to do to
sure.
get it up, you know, to open it.
Right.
But that's just really... making statement here that they want to be part of the community. They want to have this regional office up here. And Elaine and her husband, both Rock, are very, just love Prescott. And they have also talked about, well, we've got, they have a total of 17 magazines statewide. So they also have the visitor's guide mm-hmm. for Prescott.
Right.
They have travel host for the whole state.
Sure.
And they have the local Quad City Shopper,
yes.
which is very fun for people to like just advertise and see what like fun things they can do, coupons and things like that.
Right.
So there's a variety of things that you can look at here in what they have to offer at Rox Media.
Wow, that's yeah. great. So that's exciting. Sounds like we'll have another ribbon cutting opportunity with the new building and all of that. So
it will be great.
Great.
Yes, thank you so much.
If our listeners wanted to get a hold of the magazine or get in touch with you, how would they contact you?
Well, they can call my cell phone, which is area code 928-458-0058, or they can email me at susan@roxco, that's roxco.com, and I'd be happy to meet with them, to drop off magazines, to make sure that they have what they need, and to see what's going on in the town.
Yeah,
it's
that's
fun.
Great.
Area.
So,
yeah.
Susan, tell me, I just love your energy, and I love your passion for Prescott. It's really there. Can you please share with us what the most rewarding aspect of your work is?
I would have to say going into a business and it's just buzzing, and I have to wait sometimes to talk to the owner. But it is, that's what I do love is that in the Prescott area, I'll just say this, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Dewey Humboldt area, all of those locations, you go in and things are buzzing. And it's fun to watch that and to see that in action so that when I do get a chance to talk to the owners and things like that, I can really feel the buzz.
That is so cool.
Yes.
Well, you certainly have been a great resource for the chamber too. You're part of the ambassador group,
yes.
so we appreciate your service with that. And again, if folks wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, they can email me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at Roxco, R-O-X-C-O.com, or they can call me at my cell, 928-458-0058, or they can text me there, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
how
yes,
fun.
Yes.
Well, this has been great to have you on the show
Thank
today.
You.
We really appreciate it. We appreciate Elaine being out at the ribbon cutting right
yes,
now,
we
too.
Do. Yes, we do.
Got to welcome those new businesses
yes.
coming in. So
yes.
it's a busy time here in Prescott, mm-hmm. and we appreciate everything. And I look forward to seeing the addition of the 12 Days of Christmas, too.
It's going to be fun.
So we've got to rock that out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
super duper.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town. on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army in the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Rebates?
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates?
Oh, brother.
That's me. Rebates.
Call Gettles now for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and I'm here with my next guest, and I just love saying her name, Babette Sanchez from Fire Sky Real Estate. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you today.
Oh, super to be here, Sherry.
Absolutely. One of the things I noted is that the company has been a member of the Prescott Chamber since October 23rd of 2013.
Yeah.
So glad to have you.
And thank you.
Most recently, you moved downtown.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was actually downtown for a number of years next to Coyote Joe's.
Yes.
And I recently moved to the Courtyard building on Goodwin, mm-hmm. between the library and the post office. And it's just a darling little space with a fountain out front and gates. And it's just really been a great move for us.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And we were there for the ribbon cutting, and that area is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That fountain, you have a great space there, and you're right downtown. You're right there where all the action is.
Perfect location.
So talk to us about your background, real estate, and give us an update on what's going on in real estate right now.
Well, I actually moved to Prescott in 1999. I am from California. I grew up in the real estate business. My father was a broker, and I opened my brokerage here in 2003 downtown, and at that time I was the first real estate company on the square. Everyone thought I was crazy. Then within 5 years, every corner had a realtor. So, but I love the energy of the downtown, and we really like working the downtown area as far as people that come from Scottsdale or even California like to buy little houses downtown, because then they can go enjoy Whiskey Row and they can Uber home.
So, there you go.
So we really have a good handle on the downtown market and the surrounding areas as well.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So how is real estate right now?
I would say we're in a normal market. We are seeing, prices increase a little bit. I think they're kind of leveling off where they should be. And looking for affordable housing for people that live and work in the area is you're going to be a little bit further outside of the downtown area.
Sure.
But still doable. So
absolutely.
It's good that there are opportunities for everybody, really.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, with the Prescott Chamber being the designated visitor center, we average over 30,000 folks coming to the downtown. And I would tell you, Babette, that probably, I would say at least 80% are also people that are thinking about moving here.
Right.
I every day when I'm walking through our downtown or through our office, the visitor center, I'm, you know, people are standing there. Where's a map? We're looking for a house. We're going to this and that. So this is still a very, very highly demanded area for folks looking to move in the area.
Absolutely. And fall is a great time for us because often people have come to visit during the spring or the summer. They want to experience another season, and this is when people get more serious and want to get something in escrow by the end of the year to secure, even if they rent the house out for a couple of years till they retire.
Sure.
Now is a really strong time for us in real estate.
Well, that is great. So tell me, now you're also an ambassador.
Yes, I am.
And you're very involved in the community. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, it has been totally awesome to be part of the Chamber Ambassador Group. Sherry keeps us busy.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes we'll have an evening event and then an 8 a.m. event the next morning. So she keeps us on her toes and always has coffee for us when we have those morning events
to keep
us going. So that has been really awesome. It's an opportunity to really get out and meet the community, participate in ribbon cutting. So new business, amazing amount of new businesses in Prescott.
Oh, yeah.
And so meeting those folks and sharing with them the opportunities at the Chamber and what the Chamber has to offer.
Yeah, I mean, we are quite full downtown and in other areas as far as commercial business goes as well. So it's going very well, and we appreciate your dedication. I think, were you involved in the wine tour last week?
Yes, I had some involvement in that. That was wonderful.
So the ambassadors have this tradition where they annually go to a wine tour. So you hop on a bus and go tour some of the vineyards around here and over the mountain.
Over the mountain,
and
absolutely.
Then come back. So that we had a full bus, 56 people.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Oh, it was just amazing. We're really projecting that next year we'll have at least two buses, Sherry.
Oh, boy.
It's catching on. Well, it's wonderful. You know, we live here and we love it here, and we forget what wonderful things we have right in our backyard. The first winery was the Yavapai College.
Oh, yes.
Winery. There's a winery, wine tasting room, and vineyard. They have 13 acres of grapes.
Wow.
Right in our backyard. And they had there also a college, so people are getting certificates on winemaking. So I really didn't know that, so that was really wonderful. And then we went to a couple of other wineries, and each winery had wonderful wines, and we just had a different experience at each wine. And then lunch downtown Cottonwood, which was every time I go there, there's a new restaurant.
It's fun. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Prescott's beautiful and we're dedicated to that, but you know, regionally, that's what attracts folks to the area from a tourist point of view. And even as a resident here, we get the chance, not very far from here, we can enjoy a beautiful vineyard experience.
Right. Exactly. We have a lot of day trip opportunities.
We do.
Here, which is really neat.
It's fun to explore that, isn't it? So tell us about your business, what services you offer, and how folks can get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, we are a boutique real estate company, which just means we're really a hands-on small company, and we can really specialize to work with buyers and sellers and really give them the tools they need to have a successful real estate transaction. I've been in real estate for 2 decades, and you know, we really try to stay abreast of new trends, comparables, make sure that we're up to speed on the market, and working with lenders that can get us to closing. People come in with letters that are pre-approval letters sometimes from online. Not that that's a bad thing, but
right.
We work with people we know can get through the whole process.
Oh, that's great.
So that helps.
Because it can be quite a process.
It can be quite a process, and especially first-time home buyers, you want them to have a positive experience. So working with a realtor that really has a handle on the market and a network of people that we work with to get us where we want to go.
That's great. And how would folks get in touch touch with you if they wanted to?
We are located at 115 East Goodwin in the Courtyard Building, which is between the library and the post office. Or you can reach me at 928-830-2900. And our website is liveinprescott.com.
Wonderful. That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put you on the spot. You've been here for a while. What's your favorite part of Prescott?
The courthouse, all the activities. And Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
Watching, right now is the time when they start dressing the trees, and at night, sometimes you'll get a sneak peek of the lights. And I just, when the lights are on, I just stand there like a five-year-old. It's just the most beautiful experience. I mean, where in Arizona are you going to go to have that kind of experience? It's like Disneyland in the desert.
Well, the courthouse is definitely a beautiful piece of history for the downtown, and it's lovely. The light, you know, obviously we're in charge of that part of it too. So we've been having fun putting those lights up. And I noticed just a couple days ago they had all the lights on.
Yeah.
I was like, no, not yet. That's not till December 2nd.
It's just a little tease.
Yes.
So we know what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, and you're involved with the community in other ways. Can you share with us some of the other activities that you're involved in?
I have sat on several boards, and I was involved with Women's Council of Realtors and Yavapai Humane Society a few years ago, and I have three dogs, which keep me really busy, so I'm involved in the animal community, and right now a lot of my time is with the Chamber of Commerce in Prescott, and the ambassadors, which keep us really busy.
Yeah, and for those of you that may not understand what the term ambassador is, ambassadors like Bobette volunteer their time and help really the businesses and the community at large. You dedicate your time and your service to help people, help businesses, whether it's making them feel welcomed, greeting them, and just helping the chamber from that perspective. And we couldn't do it without you. We have well over 800 members and almost 100 events now. And so I laugh because we started with like 15, and so we've been growing a lot.
Right.
And but it's good to have folks like yourself and the others that are so dedicated to this community. And honestly, I really appreciate it and appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
Yeah. So kind of bouncing back to the business part of it, because I want to make sure that we've covered everything. How are interest rates right now?
Interest rates are still in the low fours.
Are they?
You know, even if we have, you know, some increases, it's not going to be horrendous. It just, you know, will let you buy a little bit less expensive house. But, you know, I think interest rates are fine.
So things are stable from that
things
perspective.
Are stable.
Okay, good.
Our only issue right now is inventory is a little bit low. So if anyone's thinking about selling, now's a great time to sell and roll into either larger home, or a lot of people are downsizing right now that have moved here maybe 10 years ago and are ready to downsize a little bit. So
if as part of your services, you know, downsizing, we recently moved here and that's a big job. Do
it
you have a team
job.
Of people that can help with that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Because, oh my goodness.
Well, you don't realize how much you accumulate. So you really need, we work with Virgo Interiors on getting you organized and selling, consigning, donating items that you haven't even looked at in 20 years. So you're ready to move in fresh to your new, smaller, more efficient home. So absolutely, we have a team of great people that help us.
Well, that's important because, you know, preparing to sell your home can be a pretty big job. And I think we all do forget how much we collect. I know I sure did. I had a whole coming from Michigan, I had a whole basement full of stuff. Big basement, let me add that. So it's crazy to think about what a task that is, and it's nice to know that you have a team of people that can help with that, because that's really important.
Absolutely. And then when you are in your new small space, you can enjoy everything Prescott has to offer.
Yes, absolutely. So anything else? Do you have any open houses or anything coming
up? We do have two open houses this weekend, one on Saturday in Granite Oaks, and American Ranch Friday afternoon from 1 to 3. And I have some lenders coming to help me, and we're probably going to have adult beverages and maybe do some games or something fun.
So oh, fun.
Come on out to American Ranch on Friday, 1 to 3, and Granite Oaks, 10 to 2 on Saturday.
Wonderful. And where can they go to get more information?
You can give me a call at 928-830-2900.
And do you have a website as well?
Yes, we do. liveinprescott.com.
Wonderful. Well, Babette, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for what you do for the Prescott Chamber and for all the businesses here. We greatly appreciate your service.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
And we're so glad to have you downtown.
Oh, absolutely. I love being downtown.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Uh-huh. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Everyone has regrets. That time you gave yourself a haircut, maybe that second bean burrito, or not knowing whether your insurance covers this or that until it's too late. But now, with a super check from Farm Bureau, an agent can review your current coverage to find any gaps or discounts that could save you money ahead of time. So don't woulda, coulda, shoulda later. Get a super check and leave those regrets behind. Visit FarmBureauSuperCheck.com today. It's as simple as that.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Coyotes lost to the Las Vegas Golden Knights 5-2 last night. The Coyotes take on the Detroit Red Wings at 7 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. A mobile home and two cars have been destroyed in a Camp Verde fire.
Just before 7 Saturday morning, crews were dispatched to the fire on Stevens Road in the Verde Lakes area. According to the Copper Canyon Fire and Medical Authority, heavy smoke was coming from the home and emergency crews found it heavily involved in fire. Crews were able to bring the fire under control in 20 minutes, but the home is a total loss, as well as two vehicles. The homeowner was able to escape, but he suffered a minor injury. The cause and origin of the fire are undetermined. Information received from witnesses have led authorities to believe the fire had been started by someone seen leaving the area. Camp Verde Marshal's office officials say a person interest has been contacted and interviewed as part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Yavapai College will be hosting a couple of celebrations.
The Del E. Webb Family Enrichment Center on the Prescott campus is celebrating 10 years of offering child development programs to Yavapai County families. An open house will be held from 4 to 6 this afternoon. Interested residents are invited to tour the facility and view displays of children's learning. This weekend is Rough Rider Nation Days, also on the Prescott campus. At 5 Friday night, a concert and barbecue will be held in the Rough Rider Circle near Building 19. The barbecue will be followed by a volleyball match against South Mountain in the college gym at 7. On Saturday morning from 9 to 10:30, there will be a pancake brunch in the Rider Diner in Building 3. The college bookstore will be open from 9 to 2, and visitors can take self-guided campus tours. At 6 that night, there will be a Rough Riders soccer match against Mesa at Ken Lindley Field. For more information, visit yc.edu. I'm Dave Fohn reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and clear tomorrow. Crisp fall temperatures looking at the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 47 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 73 tomorrow and a high of 72 on Friday. 51 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 85 and a high on Friday of 84. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at barrettpropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house, where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And I have a wonderful guest right now, Scott Curry. He works for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
That's very nice of you to say that,
Sherry. Well, you know, we've had a lot of fun this year, Scott.
We have had a lot of fun for your first year.
Yes.
We've put you through trials and tribulations of events in the city of Prescott.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we had a good time, and they all went off well. We did the chamber actually puts on four arts and crafts shows, three on the courthouse and one in the parking lot there in the chamber on Memorial Day, and they all went well. The shows were up, the attendance was up, and then we had our Bluegrass Festival, which was a good success.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little hot, but that's just Mother Nature taming us down.
You bet. It is the desert, anyways.
Yes.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah. We're planning to do the same thing next year, but as of last weekend, October 7th and 8th, was Fall Fest in the Park, and that was our last arts and crafts show of the year. There won't be another arts and crafts show on the square until Mother's Day weekend next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, where does the time go?
Well, it's going to the holidays.
Yes. Oh, it is. Now, Scott, you've been with the chamber, and you've been handling our special events for how many moons now?
I think about 14 years.
14 years. Yeah. And I will tell you, the events are wonderful. It's been delightful to work with you and Jill. your partner in crime, and no pun intended there.
Yeah, really.
But what I enjoy is how dedicated you are to the city and to the vendors and the guest.
It's wonderful to have these experiences in Prescott for our guests, for the people that live here, and even for the vendors that come up and stay here. They stay in hotel rooms, they eat in our restaurants, and they help provide our economy also. And it's just a nice treat with all the other events that go on in Prescott.
Absolutely.
It's just a nice filler to... People come here and say, well, there's always something going on. I think that's the truth.
It is. And everybody, the thing about these events is everyone can be involved. They're for everyone. It's a great family opportunity.
Yes, right.
You know, you can come down, stroll the courthouse, and, you know, visit not only the businesses, but some of the vendors. And boy, I tell you, I bought some stuff.
Yes, you did. You're our number one shopper. I think you get the award this year.
It's hard when you're the first one there to see all this stuff.
Well, as you're walking around. Oh, yeah, right.
It's tempting.
Yeah.
Bluegrass was probably one of my favorites.
That's a fun festival, and it is the only free bluegrass festival in the Western United States, and we ought to hear within the next 3 weeks who our headliner will be next year.
We can't tease that right now.
No, we can't tease that right now. But,
oh, man.
I'm
excited.
It's a nice group, and we'll have that information. So always check PrescottBluegrassFestival.com, and you'll be able to see the updates on the bands we're getting for next year.
Perfect. That's excellent. However, although I say bluegrass is my favorite, there's some things coming up.
You haven't experienced yet.
That's right. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Well, December 2nd is, and it'll be here before anybody knows it, so everybody start planning on this. That's our Christmas parade. It starts at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
And then the courthouse lighting is after that, and actually the courthouse lighting starts around 5 o'clock. Well, this year we're planning something special, but we can't even say what that is because it's not in stone yet. But for the people that hang around downtown between the Christmas parade and the Christmas lighting, we might have something pretty exciting for you to do.
Yeah.
Right there on Gurley Street. So keep that in mind. Watch the Chamber website for details on that. And then the most phone calls we get is when is the Christmas parade and when is Acre Night?
Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas parade is always the first Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remember this. Always the first Saturday in December.
At 1 o'clock.
And Acre Night is always the Friday after the courthouse lighting. So that's a way to keep it in your head when Acre Night
is going to happen.
Is it coming up?
So for folks like myself who are new, now I get Christmas parade. That's pretty easy to figure out. But what's up with Acre Night?
Acre Night's been going on for over 30 years.
Wow.
And Mr. Acre was a prominent person in town, and he loved business in town, and he loved children's music. So Acre Night was started with six stores, and we put six musical groups, or a musical group in each store.
Okay.
And it's progressed to over 110 businesses now and over 140 musical groups, which is about 500 musicians that donate their time, 3 hours.
Holy smokes.
We have a fundraiser that night for 3 hours, and that money is given to students taking private lessons. We give it to the teachers so that they can continue their private lessons. And we were able to give each school district for their music program this year $3,500 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for that 3 hours for all these musicians donating their time.
It's Prescott's finest night, and you'll witness that when you come down to Acre. And this year, we're going to have something new. We usually start at 5:30. That's officially the start time. But at 5 o'clock on Gurley Street, we're going to put up a stage, and we're going to have some exciting entertainment.
Whoa.
Including everybody that shows up. We are going to have between 100 and 500 people sing the Hallelujah Chorus, and this will be the third year
in
a row we'll be doing
Can
this.
I lead the group?
No.
This is a joke between Scott and I. During Bluegrass, there was a guitar in his office, and, well, let's just say maybe I should keep my day job.
Well, yes, maybe so.
But it's been a lot of fun. Well, that sounds like a beautiful tradition, 30 years, giving back to the community, people donating their time.
Yes.
And you and a committee, you're involved in this, and you volunteer your time to do this.
Yeah, there's about 10 people on the ACRA committee. It's not put on by the city. It's not put on by the chamber. It's not put on by the county. It's 10 people who just are fortunate to be on this committee. I was going to say stuck on this committee, but it takes about 6 months to put together because logistically it's a nightmare.
Well, 110 businesses involved in this. I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So that really helps kick off the shopping time too.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, come on down. If you can't make it to the Christmas parade or the courthouse lighting,
make it to Acker Night.
Make it to Acker Night and the businesses and the musicians and me leading the Hallelujah song.
Absolutely. That'll be a miracle.
That's not really going to happen, so you can still come down. Scott, I appreciate everything that you do for the chamber.
Well, thank you.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it so much.
And we'll see everybody down there during the holidays.
You betcha.
All right.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
The friendly is laced to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
It's a car accident, storm damage, or fire. When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And I have my final guest today, and I have Nick with Hotel Vendome here.
Hi, Sherry.
How's it going?
Good.
We're so glad to have you. The hotel's been a member for on and off for quite a few years.
I mean, the hotel's 100 years old, so probably, many of those years it's been a member of the chamber and a member of Prescott community.
Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about this gem in our community. We were just kind of talking offline, and you mentioned your family's owned this for...
Yeah, almost 25 years. The hotel was built in 1917. And wow. It was built. It's always been a hotel for the last 100 years, housing people in some form or fashion.
Wow!
And originally, it was built to kind of address the short term needs of the mining industry back in the early 1900s, and in the 40s, 50s, 60s, it kind of turned into more of a long term stay place. And in the 80s, it was kind of renovated restored back to how it was, and it's been a kind of a hotel, a daily hotel ever since then.
Wow. How many rooms does this hotel have?
We've got 21 rooms, and each of the rooms has its own private bathroom.
Wow.
We get that question a lot. They're wondering if people have to share bathrooms.
Well, with a building with that history,
yeah.
I mean, we know 100 years ago, some of the hotels didn't necessarily have it that way.
Well, that was kind of a new thing in the 80s. When it was built in 1917, the hotel was built with 31 rooms and 16 bathrooms, so everyone had to share a bathroom. But indoor plumbing back then was kind of a luxury in and of itself.
Very good. Well, it's a beautiful property. It's not far from the chamber office.
No, it's
we're practically neighbors.
I
could look out the window and see your guest.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're on South Cortez. They're right south of the post office and between Barley Hound and Cupper's Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Two great places.
Absolutely.
Another great group of folks. So tell me, what's your role with the hotel?
So, as I mentioned before, my family has owned it for about 25 years.
Right.
And I recently came back to Prescott a couple of years ago to kind of take on the more hands-on, responsibilities of the hotel and try and get the hotel, implemented with some new ideas we have and celebrate the 100 years. One of the best kept secrets in town is we have a small beer and wine bar at the hotel that not a lot of people know about.
I didn't even know about
that.
Yeah,
it's open to guests and locals. But we're working on kind of expanding our wine list and beer list. And it's open for anyone to come in during 7 days a week up until 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on the day of the week it is.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, prior to all my chamber experience, I also worked in the hospitality field.
So
I know you work day and night all the time with, taking care of all the guests.
Absolutely. But, it's great. It's great meeting people from all over the place. One of the reasons I enjoy it so much is I love to travel, in my personal life. And one of the reasons I like to travel is meeting people from all over the place, from different backgrounds and cultures. And so for me, being at the hotel, it's almost like reverse travel. People are coming to me from all over the place.
And you can meet those folks and learn their traditions and share them and
Absolutely.
That sort of thing. So that's great.
And also tell them about, Prescott and what we have to offer here and, what there is to do and things to see and what the town is all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were just talking that the hotel is going to be 100 years old, and there's going to have to be some celebration going on.
There is, yeah. In November 1917 is when the hotel opened, so we are having a 100-year anniversary open house on November 5th.
November 5th, okay.
So it's coming up
in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up in a few weeks, and it's open to guests and local residents. and we're going to have live music, and we're having food and drink, and we're holding a canned food drive because we're, you know, coming up on Thanksgiving season. So the Salvation Army is our neighbor.
Yes.
Over there. So we're in collaborating with them to do a canned food drive so we can, you know, kind of raise some food for the people in need.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I was just going to ask what your involvement in the community is, but you just took care of that.
Yeah.
That's great. Folks can bring food in on November 5th. What's the hours of that open house?
So the open house is going to be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, great.
And, you know, there'll be cake, obviously, to celebrate 100 years.
I love cake.
Yeah.
All right.
Who doesn't like cake, right?
Right. Super.
And yeah, we have a local band, Scandalous Hands, coming in to play for us. And it'll be great. We'll have a few rooms open. So if people that have never been in the hotel, if they want to come in, pop their heads in and see what our rooms look like, and see some of our rooms kind of have a more classic, theme to them. The original old-fashioned clawfoot tubs.
Fun.
And, you know, the original woodworking and windows and things like that. So it'll be great to just celebrate 100 years and have the community a part of the celebrations.
Well, I think it's pretty cool that your family has owned this for over 25 years, like you mentioned. How did they come across this gem?
You know, my parents, we moved to Prescott in 1989, and they were involved in another hospitality business.
Sure.
You know, the hotel kind of came up for sale in the mid 90s, and they kind of jumped at the chance and they bought it and the hotel was very, very empty in those days. So they worked very hard to increase business. And like you said, you worked in the hospitality industry.
They did it
for about 10 years, and it can be a very tiring experience. So they decided to, kind of pass operations on to managers over the last 10 years. And then, but we've always been involved in some form or fashion.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful location and a beautiful property. I look forward to being part of the open house, and hopefully we'll also celebrate some kind of ribbon cutting later on down the road.
Absolutely.
And why don't you share with our audience how they can get in touch?
Absolutely. Sherry, I'm just going to mention one last thing.
Oh, yeah, please.
In kind of celebration for our 100 years, the hotel is starting a artist in residency program.
Oh, okay.
So basically, we're inviting artists to, we're basically going to give them a room to come stay at the hotel for 1 to 3 months.
Oh, cool.
And work on their art and kind of share their art with the local community.
Wonderful.
And so we just launched it, and we're looking forward to our first artist coming, going to be joining us in the next month or two.
Well, that's fantastic.
So for both the 100 year anniversary and the artist in residency program, people can go to our website, vendomehotel.com. And there are links on the main site for the 100 year anniversary open house and the artist in residency program.
Perfect. Well, Nick, thank you for being our guest today. We appreciate it. And congratulations on 100 years. You don't look a day over that. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.